Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball at the Commander 14 and a three-point lead. Penix will bring London through the formation to the left, hand it to Robinson. Bijan bounces inside the 10, keeps his feet at the 5, spins into the end zone. Touchdown Atlanta. What a run.
Mr. Robinson.
14 yards and the first rushing score of the year for Bijan Robinson.
Love to hear it. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan also hanging out on a Falcons Monday. They rise to 2-2 after they beat the Commanders yesterday, 34-27 at the Benz. And I know Mike and Bo, both of you are going to look at the film. I know both of you already said it's ready, but I just want to enjoy how fun yesterday's game was before you pick it apart.
What are you talking about? I was going to say the film watching's fun. This is the fun part.
But I don't want to
me?
Point out any flaws because to me, yesterday was perfect at this point.
Well, I tend to agree with you as far as I don't like picking out the – I like to be happy after wins.
Yeah.
Somebody – I was tweeting with our boy. His last name's Jet, so I call him Jet. And he's like, we're talking about the defensive pressures. And he's like, yeah, but this. And I go, dude, we don't have a lot to be happy about all the time. Like, we have our bumps in the road as fans for this team. Enjoy the wins. Worry about the fixing on Thursday or some crap. Almost
yeah.
Like enjoy the wins for 24 to 48 hours. And I'm gonna tell you this: for a win, you can enjoy it until Wednesday, right? And get to your install. Now this week, you can enjoy it for a week because it's a bye week. After a loss, be miserable for 24 hours and then move on. Because you can't let it fester. You know, you can't let it. You got to get it out and then be done with it.
I argue with some of my old teammates, college and NFL teammates, all the time about things like that. Because I'm like, 24 hours. They say 24 hours. I'm like, I don't care. You know what? I don't have to prep for the other team. You know what I mean? Like, I want to enjoy this one for a few days. If I want to just waller in this one for the next week, that's exactly what I'm going to do. It is funny. I had the same conversation with somebody yesterday around halftime talking about Zach's play call. I'm like, dude. We're winning. Just calm down. It's fine. We're just going to ride the wave for a little bit.
I didn't think the play call was all that. I don't think there was much to complain about yesterday. If you want to make a complaint, you talk about a third and short play that they did run out of the pistol. The reality is I would first off, I would have challenged the spot because I thought Drake got the first down on that play. Second, his quarterback sneak would have been nice. But third, not to be that guy and not to get yelled at already, but if you just went up front, you get the first down. You lost leverage up front on the play from the line point standpoint, and it didn't matter what formation you're running out of.
Yeah, I will say this too. Dan Quinn gets the win on that one. They overloaded the left side of our offensive line. They brought three on our left guard and left tackle. And you couldn't redirect. Like when you have three guys backside, you can't block back on wide zone or inside zone or whatever it is. And so they overloaded things. They had an unblocked guy on the backside, and they knew exactly what we were coming with. So, yeah, I'll give Dan Quinn the dub on that.
Well, yesterday was a day for career highs for Michael Penix. He threw for 313 yards. Also, Bijan Robinson had a career high of 181 yards from scrimmage. Let's go ahead and hear from Raheem Morris on how Michael Penix performed yesterday.
Yeah, rightfully deserved, and we embraced that, and so did he. He went back to work. He went back to the lab, and all he could do was come out and play. And he came out today, and he gave us a lot of good numbers. He gave us a lot of really positive things moving forward, and he's going to do nothing but get better.
Yeah, that was with Arch in the post game there, Allie. And it's look, all I was looking for was a response this week as a team. And I thought it was overwhelming, the response we got.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I was trying to temper my expectations. And look, this team in a lot of different ways was a team that was put up to bat. And I'll just use Kyle Pitts for an example. I think this is the best way to go about this. Kyle Pitts is a guy that has had his ups and downs in his career. But when Kyle Pitts is going strong, when Tyler Allgeier is going strong, when all these other pieces of this offense are playing at an okay level, and then you have Bijan and Drake playing like superstars, you're going to flourish. As long as we don't do boneheaded moves, you are going to flourish. We have too much talent not to. And I thought all those things were true yesterday. Kyle Pitts is a guy, I don't need you to play up to your ceiling. I just need you not to play at your floor. And yesterday, multiple times, I think he rose to the occasion. And credit Zach Robinson, didn't ask Kyle Pitts to do many things that were not in his wheelhouse. I think that was a good thing as well.
But he did ask him to do something I think many people think it's not in his wheelhouse on the touchdown, is sustain a block. And on the touchdown to Pitts, it's a bootleg, and all he's got to do, and I believe it was Martin is the name of the player, number 55, is get his hands on him. And, he does, Mike. Jacob Martin, he gets him and he holds him, not holding like a penalty, but he hangs on to him long enough for Penix to kind of get out.
Yeah.
But Pitts does a really good job of disengaging and not allowing Martin to kind of engage back, right?
Yes. He didn't allow him to immediately get in Penix's face off the play fake.
Yeah, and engage himself, and he was able to release and get out there and then make a play with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, and not to dive too far into the finite details, but what you had, the play action, the play fake was not off of wide zone. So it wasn't technically a bootleg. It was more of almost an RPO action where Michael Penix actually opened up towards the defensive end and Kyle Pitts, and the running back has downhill action straight towards the handoff out of the pistol in the backfield. That allows Michael Penix to have his eyes on that defensive end immediately. Kyle Pitts kind of shields him off and then gets in a flat. That's like taking candy from a baby. That play should be there 10 times out of 10 when we run that play. So I thought it was well-designed, well-executed.
Well, I think it was about a week ago today the decision was made for Zach Robinson to come down into the field rather than be in the coach's booth. So I want to play another piece from Dave Archer's post-game interview with Raheem. He asked him about Zach being down on the sideline this week.
It just feels good. You know, Zach brings a certain amount of energy to this football team. He brings a certain amount of energy to our offense. I mean, he just brings a certain amount of energy from the guy. You know, when I was happy to see him down there, I was happy to see us have success, be able to move the football, to bring his juice, get those guys closer together. That's something that we're going to move forward doing.
I love it, man. I love it. I know that you were standing there listening to this. I know Raheem was jacked up in that locker room.
Yeah, it's so funny because when you win, like it's two-pronged, right? Because I'm thinking of all these things like, hey, what's traffic gonna be like when I get out of here? Traffic's heavy when you leave pretty quickly. I left pretty quickly yesterday because everybody's happy and everybody's coming and doing their interviews and they're getting out of there, right? Mm-hmm. When you lose, Mike, you know how this is. You kind of linger. You don't want to do the interview, so you wait. And I say don't want to do. Like, nobody wants to talk when you lose. Like, you don't want to have to revisit all these things. It's fresh. You're irritated. And everybody came quickly. You know, it's funny because you talk about Raheem. When we talk to Dre, you know, he comes in. I'll peel behind the curtain a little bit. Archie's like, dude, that was a great catch. And Drake's like, which one? What do you mean?
Like 10 of them. What are you talking about?
No, he was just kind of befuddled. And Art's like, that last one, where you had to go down and get it. And he goes, it was a really good catch. And he was like, was it? Like, really? And he's like, yeah. And then
he didn't realize,
he just went. You just go make the play.
He's like, I blacked out. I have no idea what happened.
But you go back and rewatch it, and it was. I thought it was a great throw by Michael. He put it where only I could get it and put me at the bat. And he did. He didn't put him up to bat. He put him down to bat. And he went down and got it and made sure he got his feet on the sideline, on the Washington sideline, where you guys know you're less likely to get a call over there. If you're not going to get a call, you're less likely to get it on their sideline because the referee is hearing, you know, the nonsense from them and doesn't want to hear it continuing. But it was a great catch. But yeah, everybody was, you know, but Michael Penix, his credit, came in there level, just level. Like, yeah, we had to go ahead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and I think that's, and going back to the cut, Raheem's talking about Zach on the sideline. I think mm-hmm. that's a massive part of that, because I think that when you look at the demeanor, and I actually liked Zach Robinson, like high-fiving everybody on the sideline. It's just, and I told Bo this yesterday in pregame, I just haven't been around offensive coordinators that are not head coaches that are on the sideline. It just was not a thing in my career going all the way back to college. They were always upstairs. Mike Mularkey was upstairs. Dirk Cutter was upstairs. It's like, you know, you go all the way back through this thing. Now, when they're head coaches, they have to. But you see Zach Robinson on the sideline, T.J. Yates on the sideline, how excited. Just to see them all smiling with one another and high-fiving Michael Penix off the field, I think the vibes were a lot higher. And I don't know from a functional standpoint exactly what was different, but I will say this, and I think this actually had a big impact on the game. How many times do we see Michael Penix get up to the line of scrimmage with like 15 seconds left on the play clock still? And it was awesome. And it was, you know, I know that there's not a crowd noise thing, but the operation of getting the play in just seemed more streamlined for whatever reason yesterday, and it looked like it put everybody at ease.
It sounds so fan, like a fan-oriented comment, which, you know, I am. That's why I grew up. But do you just get in the flow of the game better? You just feel what's happening more when you're down in it than kind of above watching it from the sky? Because I kind of feel like it's there's something more, something different about being in it.
Like you're immersed. I think the word is immersed.
Yeah,
you're deeper into the flow of things. Instead of looking at two high safeties or whether they're running cover three, you're down there just looking at your guy in the eye and running the next play. And you're just, all he has to do is listen to KJ Black or Bourbonich or whoever's up in the box, and he's going, oh yeah, okay, well they were in cover three last time.
And maybe you're hearing, too, what the defense talk.
Yeah.
You're hearing a little bit more of what they're saying. I mean, I just think there's something to being down in something as far as being up in a booth. And, look, I've been next to those booths. I've watched those guys. You know, there's times where I can just watch all of their reactions. Not like they're not into it.
Yeah.
But it's just different feeding off the emotions of the player actually in your face.
I agree, and I also think that Michael Penix's operation, like I said, with having that much time on the clock, he didn't feel rushed, and almost like he felt like he could kind of diagnose things for a little extra couple seconds of looking around going, oh, okay, there's that guy. Okay, yeah, I was looking. There's this guy. Okay, nope, yeah, I know what we're supposed to run. All right, let's go.
Well, we're going to keep diving into this throughout the entire show. Bo, I do want to ask you more about the energy in that locker room, because we've all seen that video of Raheem post-game. Incredible speech there. But coming up next, the boogeyman lives on for Kirby Smart. We're going to talk about it. I got to eat some crow. We've also got my Allie Mac drop going over some of the biggest Falcons wins in history. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.